2.5 gigahertz, fine. What's a gigahertz?
Intro to computer programming at Henrico County's Deep Run High School certainly sounds like a foreign language class.
A gigahertz, one gigahertz is 1 billion ops per second.
And if some Virginia lawmakers get their way, it could also count as a foreign language. A proposed bill would let students earn their required language credits by taking programming classes. It's an idea that our Vend on End, a sophomore in this class, could get behind.
That would make my day. That would actually make my year. Not only does it make sense, it's something that I'm interested in, because in Spanish class earlier today, I was just sitting with my head down, like, why do I have to do this? But here, I feel like I can express my interests better.
That enthusiasm is why NN's programming teacher, Chris Neville, says it may not be the best idea. He says it's important to expose students to a little of everything.
Some kids aren't necessarily ever going to use Spanish. The kids who really need it are probably the kids who don't want to take it. So I don't believe in really locking kids into what they want to do right now, because I changed my mind 14 times before I decided what I was going to do.
And besides, says Neville, the fundamentals of programming, logical reasoning, problem solving, they're more in line with math than foreign language. Still, he says there is one parallel: communication.
I like to say if you can communicate your solution to a problem to a computer, you can communicate it to anybody, because computer is going to do exactly what you tell it to, not what you want it to do. Now, I can't necessarily communicate what I had for breakfast, but technical communication is definitely there.
Virginia isn't the first state to suggest the programming foreign language swap. Legislators in Florida, Kentucky, New Mexico, and Tennessee have all proposed the same thing to mixed results. Other states, like Arkansas, have just gone ahead and made computer science its own separate requirement for a high school diploma. It comes at a time when educators and politicians are pushing computer science as an important course of study, one that could lead to much-needed, well-paying jobs.
China will create 2 million computer scientists every year. United States, 38,000.
Delegate Tad Greeson, a Republican from Northern Virginia, is sponsoring the bill. He says the purpose is primarily to help funnel more students into this high-demand field.
Once we do that, if we don't give them a pathway to actually follow the steps, you can be a math major, you can be a science major, even an English major, foreign language. If you want to major in computer science, and I use that with air quotes, there's no pathway for you. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
Greeson says he's open to a conversation with fellow lawmakers about whether replacing foreign language is the best way to make that happen.
Well, that might not be the perfect solution. Our goal is to have a dialogue.
And it's a good time for the dialogue. President Obama recently pledged $4 billion in federal dollars to states that show a commitment to getting more students into computer science. I'm Kelsey Peters.